Life is an Adventure, What's Your Story? Radio St. Pete Insider has Board of Director, artist, philanthropist, Alex Harris in the house. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're going to talk about your incredible Arts Conservatory for Teens. But before we start, fill us in on life as a musician, what's new upcoming CDs that are out, songs and awards.
Well, thank you. So I'm super excited, first and foremost, to be here in the studio and to share with I consider my friends and of course, St. Petersburg, a hometown now, my new hometown, because I'm originally from Georgia. But the music that's coming out is on Sunkey Entertainment, which is a label that records a lot of different kinds of music, and I'm very fortunate and blessed to be a part of the roster now. And our new LP is 11 songs, and it comes out April the 12th of this year. We just released Millionaire, which was the lead single in February, which was a remake of a song that Ken Welch wrote and a while back, but Solomon Burke recorded it first, and then Chris Stapleton, and then Alex Harris. And so hopefully, and then our song that I wrote was a wonderful writer, Amber Sweeney. She is out of Nashville, and we wrote Something Gotta Change. So that's our lead song, and it's available already. So two of the 11 are already out on the market, anywhere you stream music.
Can you tell us where you might be performing and from April through the summer?
Sure. So I have an Uptown Music Festival that I'm co-headlining with Eric Darius, the amazing jazz saxophonist and world-renowned, amazing musician. So he and I are doing May 26th, and I have a lot more that's going to be announced as it relates to performances, both locally and throughout the country. It's something that we have been working on, and I'm excited to have a group of folks who helping the dream work.
And where will this Uptown Music Festival be?
It's going to be Curtis Hickson Park in Tampa, Florida. So if you're anywhere in the Bay Area, it's the Uptown Music Festival, Jazz Festival, that is. And we're going to rock that afternoon, I think around 6:30, but you may want to check the website to make sure.
Absolutely. Alex, where do you get your inspiration? I mean, you're so busy. What is inspiring you? Where do you look for inspiration?
Well, I look for inspiration, I think, as it once was stated in a book that I read, 3 Feet from Gold. You know, you are by the books you read and the company you keep. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but the point is that I try to surround myself with people who are thinking positive and also goal-oriented and encouragers, and seek to not only be encouraged but also encourage others. And that keeps me inspired to always dig deep within and keep the dream alive. That's very important. I think that's something that we often allow to go dormant, to allow our dreams. But if we keep the dream alive, I think we remain aspirational, and which keeps the inspiration coming, because it's always something that can continue to fuel that and propel us forward.
You know, you define this as a perfect segue to an event that's coming up, and it's called Awakening the Creative Consciousness. It's April 18th at 8 a.m., exploring the impact the arts has on our culture, our communities, and our journeys. Tell us a little bit about this, and then tell us a little bit about this wonderful Arts Conservatory for Teens that is a world-class organization that you pioneered here.
Yes. So the Arts Conservatory for Teens is an organization that focuses on education, empowerment, and enrichment. And I always say, how can one be empowered if that person isn't exposed to the, I call it, noble or education? And that's a very holistic approach to learning beyond the four walls, any four walls, and allowing yourself to see the world in a much broader sense. So on April 18th at Coastal Creative in St. Petersburg, we're going to be celebrating our 12th annual Champions for ACT breakfast, and ACT is the acronym for Arts Conservatory for Teens. And that's a fundraiser, but also a friendraiser, as well as an awareness event. And we'll have students performing, some of our students and some of our alum typically participate. And then we will talk more about that day, which is our theme for the next 3 years, part of our growth plan, Awakening the Creative Consciousness. We see Arts Conservatory for Teens beyond and after school, before school, or during school, because we work in all three categories with our organization and services provided. But something that also sets the stage and the tone for students to prepare for careers, and not just in the creative workforce, which is our forte, particularly as it relates to the relationships that we build and try and pipeline straight to that. But the other part that we definitely create an environment for is for any career path, whether it's in corporate America, whether it's starting the students starting their own businesses. You know, we try and set, because we believe that when that creative consciousness that all humanity, we all have, when it's alive and well, I think that's where innovation happens, new methods of finding new methods or ways of doing things, and it continues to keep the evolution of our human experience propelling forward in a very, very inspirational way. And so that's what Arts Conservatory does. And when we talk about holistic, we're addressing the art of finance, the art of living overall. And so I can go on that, but that's a long answer to your question.
So you've helped, well, it's an eloquent answer to the question. You have changed over 5,000 middle and high school students. And, you know, one of the things I learned from your website at www.artsconservatoryforteens.org is that there are 62 studies who say that music increases achievement, proficiency in math, reading and cognitive development, verbal SAT scores. So really, you're enhancing students, young people's, and in this time with mental health and wellness such a thing, enhancing their ability, problem solving, self-esteem, and critical thinking. Wow. You know, when you get far away from yourself, music and books show you the way back, but this is even a more substantial reason that you're so important.
Well, thank you. I wanted to do something that differentiate from other organizations. I don't think we have to duplicate. I think there are many needs to be met that we don't have to carbon copy anything that's already doing great things. And so when we talk about after school or serving kids, it's not an aftercare. It's something that's very intentional, that has a philosophy of really allow when an environment is created that cultivates the best of us, it brings out it, and we can live it out loud and in many different ways that will be a positive contributor to the greater society. And I think what we've learned in our practice over the past 12 years is over 12 years, because we piloted 3 years prior, 2009-2012. In 2012, we officially launched as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And we started out, you know, not wanting to focus on brick and mortar, but to provide service, to give accessibility to students who are in those neighborhoods, on those streets, that typically would not have that clear pathway or opportunity or awareness of what the possibilities are. And beyond the possibilities, how do we build the bridges to get there? And beyond building the bridges to get to the opportunity, who and where are the mentors to help cross that? Because I think too often we hear there's a world of opportunity, there's a plethora of opportunity, you know, you should do something with yourself. Well, that's easily said than actually done for some. I think it's a matter of mentorship, and we focus on the one event more so than anything, because it's always that moment, that second when the light comes on, as we often say or hear, when one realizes that, oh my, that's the turning point. We never know when that's going to happen, but as the Bandura theory states, that, you know, in the one event is when self-efficacy, you know, can happen. And so we've done that through various programs in our curriculum to address that.
So, you know, I call that the Helen Keller moment. And honestly, you have mentored students who have gone on to establish careers in television, film, the music, entertainment industry, and Broadway, gone to Berklee College of Music and yes. Otterbein. Can you share some of your students' successes with us?
We have so many different successes from not only in the creative workforce, but also many who are serving our country. They're in the reserves or they're in the Navy, and they started with us in their awakening moment of the creative consciousness. And so one particular story, a student who was getting referrals every day, and his parent came to us. He was a single parent, and she said, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do with him. And I said, well, if you allow us at least a year, well, it was actually less than a year. The student went from getting a referral every day to zero referrals, graduating with honors, and listening into the military, and now works in the reserves. And that's just one of many, many examples. But it was the arts, it was a creative space that was awakened and that created the hope consciousness for this. Because if you show me someone without hope, I'll show you someone that is headed for demise. But we have created the environment that allow that hope to come forth. And I think it's in all of us somewhere. We would like to. But unless someone really water that and give it the proper sunshine, and then it sprouts forth in its time.
Where can we see showcases besides April 18th with your students and with you?
Well, in the upcoming seasons, particularly in the fall, we also November 1st, if you want to mark your calendar, is going to be the first Soul Train Gala. Now, we've done Soul Train in 2015, but this is going to be the Soul Train Gala where you can, if you don't want to go to a traditional Halloween party, well, this is going to be something that you can rock your 70s, 80s, or whatever your costume is for this. And we're going to dance the night away, have really great food that's reminiscent. So it's going to be great. Students are going to perform. I think I'll perform as well. It's going to be on a Friday night, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So please mark your calendars for that, and you'll see more showcases. And we're going to be doing more in the fall. We have the holiday tour. If you're thinking about what you're going to do for your holiday, you want to do something different for your employees, for your friends, we do the tour that we take our ambassadors, our student performers out throughout the region, particularly on the West Coast, to perform, West Coast of Florida, that is, to perform for our community.
Well, thank you, Alex Harris. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
ArtsConservatory4Teens.org. Please go to the website, learn more. Don't forget the May 26th Uptown Music Festival over in Tampa, Curtis Hickson Park. November 1, the Soul Train Gala. I see a local TV show coming, Alex, with your students and you.
Yes, I think so. I think we're going to be able to do it all, and hopefully we'll be able to have some programming radio. We're introducing our students to all of our creative workforce opportunities to amplify not only the voices of our generation of today and tomorrow and beyond, but also to share with them the skill set that they can use and maybe pursue a career. You never know what can spark an inspiration.
We will take an intern anytime. We will take a student anytime. And we look forward. We have our first journalism student from USF. So you heard it first here.
Yes.
Soul Train, Alex Harris. New and young, up-and-coming folks from his program, live on Radio St. Pete. Alex, thank you again.
Thank you.